Okay, we go five short parshas Tzav, Shabbos, Agadah, Pesach, Tavshin Pei Gimel ideas, Tavshin Pei Gimel 573. I learned Shvili Nishmas, my great great grandfather, who is buried on Har Zeisim, Rabbi Abba al Natan, Ben Rabbi Ben Kad, Zuchus Yogan Alenu, also Lil Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas Rabbi Pentecost. The first, the concepts of Nasa Samus, Tav Reish Nun Ches, Tzav is Aaron is Bonov, Limor, very good. Says Rashi on the spot. Anytime the Torah says the word tzav, command, means go fast, means to do it with alacrity, to mean to do it quickly, and to do it for the doros. Says the Sasemis, this is the source. We see zuzim makdim in the mitzvahs, as we see by Avraham Avinu, by Yashkim Avraham Abayker, and Avraham Avinu, right? The Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalam and Alf, the Sasemis quotes. We learn zuzis when something's precious or something special to you, you want to do it early, you want to do it quickly, you don't want to push it off. And Rasas Hashem goes on and tells you what's the panemius of Zrizos, and we can connect this to Pesach beautifully. And he quotes the Sefer Hayashar, who is the Rabbi Natan wrote the Sefer Hayashar. He says Siman Ha'oev, when you want to show if something's beloved to you, lahaktim dover hanevav lo lechol dvarim. It's going to go first. It's going to go. You make sure that you don't forget it. Lios reishis va'achris legavoyim. Jesus, when something's precious to you, you're going to do it with alacrity. It's going to be the first thing in your mind. You think about the first thought in your mind, your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, Tefillah, where's my minion? Says Asasemes, your thoughts are specifically what's precious to you. That's what you, whatever you think about first, whatever you think about most, that's what's most precious to you, says Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar. And that's what's here. Eid Sav El Zeros. The Bonesh Mon doesn't just want a relationship, but he wants the relationship to be special. He wants it to be with alacrity and not laziness, but with swiftness and preciousness. And this is the whole Indian of Pesach. So in Rav Biederman's New Agadah, a few days before Pesach, a Jew came to Rav Davidol Lalova, very, very hungry. The Rebbe busied himself very, very much with the precious Shmura Matzahs. And he gave it to the poor person. And the Rebbetzin said, "No, what? You couldn't give him something else? Why do you have to dafka give that?" So the Rebbe called back to the Rebbetzin and said, "You know, the pasuk says in Parshas Bo, 'Shmartem es ha-matzos,' the watch over the matzos." Rashi says, "Al tikar matzos el mitzvos." Right? Don't read the word as matzos; read it as mitzvos. Kedach she'ein machmitzen es ha-machma. That's a matzah. Kach ein machmitzen es ha-mitzah. Elim bal mitzvah yochab al tachzel yochab asa osa miyad. Just like matzos, you're not allowed to be able to become less sour by making sure they don't become chamy. So when mitzvah comes to your hand, says the Rebbe, you don't push it off. The pasuk chose to tell us what's in the mitzvah matzvah. When you have a mitzvah to do, you got to do it. A Jew comes hungry to your door. I can't hesitate. I have to do the mitzvah quickly with zriras in the best way possible. Oh, what a beautiful idea. Rav David Lalover worked so hard to get able to make those matzahs, but yet, when the mitzvah came to his hand, the mitzvah d'oraisa, Leil Seder didn't come yet. Who came first? That Jew. To make sure we have our priorities straight. Then I get warped up into the chasra and the yitzahara. But to make sure our priorities are straight, to show their bonus, whatever is beloved, that's what we're doing with alacrity, energy, and passion. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us with Tzvi Pesach Frank, my holy Talmidim, Michali and Tzvi Landis, their Enochel, the great great, or their great grandfather, Tzvi Pesach Frank of Yerushalayim. Zois Torah Sa'oila Hi A'oila Al-Mokta. This is the section that talks about the carbon Ola that was brought down. the entire night. Says Rosi Pesach Frank, Al Pi Drush, a beautiful idea for us. It says when Limada Torah Shuba Malcolm carbon oil bapoil. So we now we don't have a piece of Midrash. But you know what takes the place for the carbon oil? Learn. Yeshla Maila Nasefa Siya Ola. But at the end of the day, learning could be even a higher level. Because we know that the carbon ola, the pasuk says Sha'al Mokta Amazbeh Kolalaila. Carbon ola was only all night. Haktaira Sa'ola Kolalaila. Only the oil only worked at night. Torah could watch over and to shade a person, to save a person and watch over a person. When you do a certain mitzvah, it's only when you're involved in the mitzvah. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, we're going to do it in the daf in a few weeks, in Mitzvah Shem. Torah helps you anywhere and everywhere you go. The way they talked about Reb Lezer, his Ben Zman, Reb Lezer Geldzal, Shchustog Alino, one of Rabbim. So they found one of these letters after he passed away, and he talked about Ben Zman. And even though a person has to know themselves, like he still had like 8 to 10 hours of learning every single day, which is wild. 8 to 10 hours on Ben Zman. Make sure that his Bachrim and his students and his Taminim know that even though your person's got to take a break, but a person also has to understand that it's not that there's no Al Tigar Chars El Chayrus. Right? What are the days of freedom? The days of freedom are the days of Torah. I just remember leaving Shana'al, coming back to America. It could be to make sure we have set Siddara, to make sure we're learning, we're davening, we're learning, we're making sure that we're living the Torah that we learned. We're more kind and more patient and more loving and caring, more understanding, not judgmental, not Chas Hashem looking down. Because then the Torah we did in the last 7-8 months is nothing. It's peh. It's disgust. It's filled with gaiva. That's not real Torah. Real Torah is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Torah filled with anava, filled with humility. And this is exactly what Tzvi Pesach Frank is telling us, that even Talmud Torah can be on a higher level than Kabbalah. Kabbalah can only be brought at night. And then we see Talmud Torah, even Megan watches over a person, Bei Mayom, Bei Malayla, Rabbi Leizer told us the importance of learning Torah, living Torah, being his mom as well, Dina Vesiri. And Dina Vesiri comes as the Degel Machin Ephraim, the grandson of Baal Shem Tov. Third Pasuk to our Parsha. V'lavash, Komi Dovad, I'm going to say, V'yilach as Pasaro. Kohen shall make sure to wear his clothing, his mechnasayim. Good. V'heir misadeshen, asher tocha la'eshes, o'ila, amazer, v'samay, tzol mezvech. So pick up the ashes, truma sadeshen, pick up the ashes, where the fire will come from the carbon olah on the mizbeach. So Degel Machin says that people asked the Rebbe, they asked the Magid Mezrich, Eich lo klim nisavas l'Hashem Yisbar, how does a person take fire into their avodas Hashem? The Magid Mezrich answered back, V'hishuvi lo mishat tzorach l'ish, mechavas be'efer. When a person looks, a person looking for fire, he's going to look for it in the dust, he's going to look for it in the ashes. What is they're going to explain? Kam came by here in addition. I know if you look in the ashes, she yakti atzmal eifer vali dezeis or belibel savas labori. Zeh here in addition. I know bechinas eifer yorim aso she tochal ish. What's the name? She yaval dekachli deish is labas. Person's going looking for fire, looking for inspiration. You're going to go down to the end of the earth, even to the ashes. You're going to look. Then you could come to that fire. Doesn't have to be looking here, looking there. You look within the ashes. Look with the ashes within yourself. The ashes within every single person around you. Look within the pneumis. That's what the Magad was saying. Look at the Eifer within every single thing. And then you'll be able to find the fire. And then you'll be able to find... You got to be looking. That was the main idea. Mechapis. You have to be searching. You have to be looking. But only B'dikas Chometz. You got to be looking. You got to be looking. You got to be looking and searching. Like the Arizal said, when you're looking for Chometz, not just looking for Chometz. You're searching and seeking in the Chometz within ourselves. That's what the Inya B'dikas Chometz is. You're looking, you're seeking and searching. That's the only Magad was telling. Magid was telling them, their Dagel says, you want to know, the Heir Misadeshin, you want to make sure they have the fire? Heir Misadeshin, go find, look at the Deshin, look at the ashes, and then you'll find the fire. This is what Rav Amir says from Sasemis, when he says that when it comes to Ish, right, a lot of pieces all about Ish, Tikas Chametz, Bir Chametz, Ish, take Yisrael out of Ish, left with the Malik, 240. The Iker time to be able to beat a Malik is obviously Purim, but also the Chidah and all this firm bring down, Kiyad al-Kisqa, Kiyad, Yudal, Yudal Nisan. The ultimate time to daven to beat a malik, to daven to the bonus, the biggest ratzon. You beat your chametz when your mom is building, you're burning the chametz, you're burning the chametz within yourself. That getting rid of the malik, to have fire in avodas Hashem. Beautiful idea. The Yom Ha'Efraim, Fasemis, the Rizal, the number four. The number four comes to Tefer Shlomo. We said this in the past, we'll say it again. Perik Vav, Pasuk Tes. Matzos tochal makom kodesh, bechotzer oil moed, yochlu, make sure to eat. Matzos in a holy place in the oil moed. Says it to Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsko's yard was last week. Gold, excuse me, Milas, Achilas, Matzah, don't make Tassel Achilas Kutchim. See from this pasuk, the greatness of eating Matzah, it says, if you're eating Kutchim, but a person has to make their body a Kli, a person has to make their body a Kli to be able to make sure the Kutchim can have an effect. A Nikur Karbana Shemak Karvas, it's all the Mirfus and Nevesh Bepnemius. A Kervach Raim Yerchatz Bamayim. It says, that's when the Pnemius, when the pasuk says in last week's parsha, Af Gimel, the Karbanos is supposed to wash yourself out. They're supposed to make sure that the Ivarim, the Panim, the Kaddish, the Tarosam, Matzah, the Zorah Kodesh, has the Tefer Shom, and Michla, the Asvusa, that the Matzah is supposed to be a healing bread, a healing food, Trefuas and Nefesh. But a person has to make themselves, a person has to prepare themselves for the Kedusha of Yontov, the Kedusha of Matzah. Matzah is Tocha B'Makam Kodesh. You have to make sure yourself is a Makam Kodesh. Make sure that you are a Makam Kodesh. And then the kachim, the matzahs, can actually have an effect, can inspire you, can connect you to the Rabbanu Shalom. But you have to do your set, you have to do your part as well. And I saw this idea from Rabbirim. You know, Shachnach writes, Enof ma'apneim me'osh chodesh nisan. You don't, the Shachnach writes, it's a mentot chavtes, you don't say tachanun all chodesh nisan. And Rechaim Avishna, it's his yard set, I believe it's this week as well, tes nisan. He would quote these words in during nisan, he would say, Enof ma'apneim, you can't look down, can't be, I'll have a fallen face on Nisan. A plea to his Hasidim, to the Jews, not to let the tension or hard work of the season pull you down. Rather, see them as a gift, and greet them with joy. Ain noif ma pneim. Make sure that you become a kli of simcha, not a kli of atzvus, a kli of kas, a kli of anger, a kli of laziness, a kli of hardship. No. You can't look down. Can't be sad during these days. I'm so busy, gotta clean up the kids' rooms and the kids' toys. No. What a schus, says Imre Chaim. What a schus. Idea number five. Idea number five comes from Rabbi Biederman himself. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Many reasons. Look in Lavush and Tuf Lamed. Great miracle took place on that day when we tied up the carbon to our beds and they didn't kill us. Beautiful. There's a lot of other answers. Says Rabbi Biederman. My Rebbe quotes this as well so beautifully. Perhaps we can suggest another answer as well why this is called Shabbos HaGadol. This Shabbos, people often have to give up their usual habits in deference to the fact that the house is being ready for Pesach. Maybe instead of challahs, they're just small rolls. Instead of eating in the comfort of the dining room, eating in a cramped kitchen, the hallway, or outside on the porch. People sometimes dig their heels during such situations, insisting that change is wrong, if it's show proper respect, and eat meals by treating the Shabbos like the way we do every other Shabbos. So this is wrong. It might be holy, but it's wrong. You think it's holy, but it's wrong. It's right. What is gadol is to be mevater. Being mevater is what makes a person big, says Rabbi Biederman. So this Shabbos gives us a chance to be gadol, to be big. And he quotes Rabbi Aaron Lebezer was once traveling by taxi. He had to bend over to enter the car. And he said out loud, Rabbi Aaron Lebezer, to move forward, a person sometimes has to bend over. That the Yismach Yisrael explains. The power of a mikvah. When a person has to crouch and bend themselves down to go into the water, that act of bowing down, of bending down, is itself part of the tahara, the gift of Shabbos HaGadol. Become great when you submit and surrender to the needs of those around us. And you're not used to eating in a certain way, whatever. Every family has their own. Only, if you want to become a gadol, gadol means how do you be in bevata to other Jews, especially to your shalom bias, to your kids, to your family. What an amazing, incredible insight from Rabbi Biederman, Shoy Besser. Ah, it's Rabbi Yisrael Ideas. We start off saying from the Sasimis, Sav, Sav, Ein Sav, El Ezirus. I mean, this is the Makor for Jesus, my Dinu Mitzvahs. When something is beloved to you, and the Sasimis explained for the Rebbeinu Tam, say for Ayasher, you want to do it first, you want to do it with alacrity. You don't. It's not something that you push off. And that's what Rabbi Biederman told us. Rabbi Biederman told us that when it comes down to it, Rav David Lulver had a Jew standing by his door, and he prepared these matzahs, and he gave them to him instead. And the Rebbe said, he said, Shmatim as a matzahs. Just like you, the Gemara makes just like you don't make sure your matzahs don't become machamed, so you don't push off a mitzvah. So to over here, I have a mitzvah, I got to do it quickly. Shoulder bonushim, I have my priority straight with Jesus with love. Then we said the second idea, Zayis Torah Sa'ila, Hi Oila, Kol Alayla. We see Pesach Ferry said that Malpidrush, so we don't have the carbon oil. That's Kol Alayla. Torah, you can call Bayom Bayom Balayla. Torah is making it watches over a person during the day, whether during the night. It could be in the higher level than the carbon oil. So Rabbi Lezer Galzal, they said, they used to find in his letters, and Bein Hazman, and he'd tell the guys, everyone on their own level, but he would make a pledge, you learn 8 to 10 hours on Bein Hazman, something like that. At the end of the day, for us, we make sure that our Torah is straight, and that our Torah is making sure that we have set times, especially when we are at home, if some of the ones we got by from Eretz Yisrael. Third idea, Derech Ephraim, and even not from Eretz Yisrael, going here for Pesach, that for Pesach, make sure that we have set time for Torah. Derech Ephraim says, How does a Jew keep the fire going? So they asked the Maggid, you want to have fire? Go look for it in the ashes. Look for it to be mechapisit. If you're mechapisit, if you're searching, you're seeking, then the Rebbe Hashem will help you. You have to be have that fire to seek and to search the boitkin, like looking for the chametz within ourselves. Other Rizal says, take Isha Yisrael after the Malik. Says, Iker time to be a Malik. Kiyad, Yudalid. Yudalid is Yudalid. Nisan, at Dafka Bidikos Be'er Chomets. Fourth idea, Tfer Shlomo told us, you have to make sure to eat matzahs. Med matzahs tochel b'makom kodesh. How do you eat b'makom kodesh? You have to make sure yourself, you're prepared, that you're guf naki. You're making atzma, and you make sure that you're in a holy place. You make sure your head is in a holy place. Make sure that you become a kli for holiness. And that's the Dir Mechaim, which says, Yartzeh is this week, the Vishnitz Rebbe, Enochim al-Panem Rosh Kodesh Nisan. Means that, Pashup Shad, you don't say tachanan. During Chodesh Nisan, Ein Noifel means don't walk around looking down because so much to do for hard work. No, with simcha, with joy, and Nisan is mamash a gift. Finally, why Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? And Rabbi Biederman says, in order to become a Godol, you have to be mevater to others. Yes, the Shabbos might feel it differently. You're not eating in the regular dining room, in the regular kitchen, this and that. But to be mevater, that's what makes a person big. Like Rabbi Alan Belzer says, when he was walking into a taxi, to move forward, you have to burst and has to bend over. These machshos of going to a mikvah, you have to bend over. That's part of it. Pesach, we get a gift, Shabbos HaGadol. Want to become great? Being mevater to others. That is great. That is a sign of greatness. We should be zochet to sholei bono shomar our zrizus, our alacrity, our priorities, our mamas straight. Make sure our connection, dedication to the Torah, especially over Ben Azmanim, to look for, to search and to seek for the fire in Avodas Hashem, to make sure to properly prepare ourselves, to make sure the yontav affects our neshamos, and understand what it means to be a gadol. It means to be a gadol. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayetzei gadol me'achov." When Rabbi Yigdal Moshe, when he went out, and what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Yigdal Moshe," that he went out and he saw the, and he felt the brother. He felt the pain of his brothers. Ah, that's what it means to be a gadol. Beautiful, dear Shizoch, Bez Hashem, wishing everyone a chakash, a samech, and we should be zochet to be in Karim Pesach, and Pesachim, and Zvachim, and Yishlam Yekodesh Koich.